I was walking the baby up and down the passage and singing, and just as he was finally dozing off, you know, you can tell by their breathing,
mm-hmm.
that, okay, this is it. They're asleep. And so I tiptoed into his pitch dark nursery to put him down into his cot. But I misjudged the proximity and I bashed his little head on the side of the crib.
Sorry.
And I can still hear the sound of his head hitting the wood, and honestly, I feel sick. I really do. The poor thing started screaming and crying. He was awoken, you know, by his head hitting the side of the cot. I had to start the whole process of getting him to fall asleep all over again from scratch. And when I finally did, about an hour later, I made my way back into my nice warm bed, and I lay there and I sobbed hysterically because I am a bad mother. He's okay, it seems.
How's the cot?
Well, you won't see until he starts school, huh? And they start grading his maths papers.
JM, you're not helping. You're not helping.
So one of the things I love to do as a dad is throw the boys up in the air. They love it. You know, you throw them and you catch them under their arms, and you throw them and they catch them.
Yeah, I know that move.
You're very careful as a dad. And they love it, especially my boys. They loved it. And I remember this one afternoon, he was like, "Higher, Dad, higher." Ooh. And I was like, "Okay." And he was like, "Higher, higher." And I threw him higher and higher. And he was having a ball of a time until his head hit the ceiling.
No! How low are your ceilings?
Yeah. How strong are you?
I went really high. He was little. I mean, he was like what? I mean, he was like less than two.